Page 15. The 9 o'clock news.
This is the 9 o'clock news, and we start off with a tragic incident in a clothes shop. The sales are on at the moment, and for customers at the popular shop Ravishing Rags for Rats, it turned out to be quite dramatic. We have our own reporter there right now. Over to you, Reporter Ralph.
Thank you, Roger. I am standing here outside the popular shop Ravishing Rags for Rats, and with me is the owner, Retail Rita. And now, Rita, can you tell me and the listeners what happened here this morning? And spare no details, please, Rita.
As you know, we have some fabulous dresses and outfits. And with such good prices, there were more than 100 rats queuing up on the pavement outside. These two females were fighting over the same spot in the queue.
Oh.
And then, in all the rattle, sorry, Roger, and noise, with rats running all over the place, a taxi came by and out stepped a Burmese cat.
Ooh.
My customers ran in every direction, and some of them were actually eaten.
Oh. We have yet to receive the number of casualties, but there are definitely more than 10. In addition to that, 12 rats have lost either a tail or a paw. Minor injuries include broken whiskers and scratches. And now, back to you, Roger.
Thank you, Ralph. We will be coming back to the massacre when we have some more detailed information. Now, for the rest of the news.
Schools are starting again this week. That means lots of delicious crumbs from lunchboxes. But also, a lot of little feet that can step on you. Children are known to like rats, but sometimes they like us so much that they might want to take a rat home. So, if you don't want to end up as a pet in a cage, be careful not to accept any food from children. It is recommended to keep off the main roads from 8 to 9 a.m. and from 2 to 3 p.m. We have been getting reports of two serious cases of rat poisoning here in New York. Two young rats, known as Rock Bottom Roger and Ringleader Ray, were observed throwing up by the stairs of Central Park subway station. Apparently, they had been eating some small, pink pellets that they believed to be sweets. All rats are asked to be careful about what they eat and report any cases of pink pellets occurring in attics, parks, bus stops, and cellars.